Coach Bryant told Brian he would play receiver on offense and safety on defense. But who was going to throw him the ball? With Brandon not playing, the JV team needed a quarterback. During training camp, Coach Bryant had an open tryout for anyone interested in playing the position. Only two players showed interest, Stevie Edwards and Ricky Johnson. Ricky was Brandon's backup in ninth grade. He was the starting running back, so he was fast, but Ricky couldn't throw the ball very well. Stevie, on the other hand, was one of the slowest players on the team, but he had a really good arm. He could throw the ball further than anyone else could, including Brandon. Give Stevie time, and he could usually get the ball where it needed to go. Unfortunately, the 10th graders never had very good offensive linemen. Brian continued his early morning workouts with Coach Q, and he decided he needed some of his JV teammates to show up too. After two long practices, as players gathered their pads and helmets, Brian told his teammates to show up outside the weight room early the next morning. "No way," several players said. "That's too early," another said. "I'm already too tired from two practices a day," one teammate added. Brian wasn't one to say a whole lot, but he was really tired of losing all the time. "Look, if you guys want to keep getting pounded by other teams, then let's not change anything," he calmly said. "But if we're going to turn things around, we've got to get stronger." "I'll be there at 5 a.m., Brian added, heading for the exit. The next morning, Troy was running just a few minutes behind schedule. He dropped Brian and Casey off at the gym at 5:03 a.m. "Aw, man, no one else showed up," Brian thought. But when he opened the door to the weight room, he heard the clanging of weights and bass pumping from the cheap speakers on the walls. Eight of his JV teammates had shown up.
"Where you been, Urlacher?" Stevie joked. "We started without ya."
Brian's JV team opened the 1993 season against Eunice High School. Eunice was a smaller town, about 48 miles south of Lovington. They had one of the best baseball programs in the state. But they also were pretty solid in football. Stevie was nervous before his first JV game. In fact, he looked like he was going to be sick.
"You all right, Stevie?" Brian asked.
"I'm not feeling so great," Stevie quietly said. "I don't know if I can do this."
Brian knew that his teammate was nervous to start his first game as quarterback in front of a couple hundred people.